Bible Fellowship Church. Let's talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. And so as I get a chance just to think about different things to share in our Let's Talk ministry, a lot of times I'll just be reading through a passage of scripture and then the Lord will give me something and so I'll start thinking about it and put some things down on a piece of paper and then share it with you all on a Friday. Today I'm just looking at, you know, Psalm chapter 9. And as I read Psalm 9, I read these words. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. So that's just verse 1 of chapter 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. And so as I was just jotting some notes down, you know, the first part of Psalm 9 is give thanks to the Lord. And so I was just thinking about different things that I appreciate about Jesus, just different character qualities. I was thinking about his faithfulness, knowing that no matter what happens today or tomorrow, that he's going to be in charge and he's aware of that. Thankful for his grace, that he has offered me and us something that we don't deserve, but he's made it available to all those who call upon his name, to all those who are willing to say, yep, I need you, Jesus. So he's offering grace. Inside of that grace, there's forgiveness. And no matter what you and I do or don't do, we will always have an opportunity to come communicate with Jesus and say, Jesus, I recognize today that I need to come before you and ask for forgiveness. I was also thinking about Jesus and his sacrificial love, the willingness to lay down his life. Philippians reminds us, you know, they emptied himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. So it wasn't like the easiest way. It was the most difficult way that the Romans had figured out how to kill someone. And Jesus was willing to lay down his life for us. Give thanks to the Lord. So I want to encourage you on this Friday, this that you kind of go off and write your own list. And you could, you know, add different verses to go along with that. And so if a friend ever asks you about forgiveness, you could use 1 John 1:9. If somebody ever asks you about sacrificial love, you could use Philippians chapter 2, grace, Ephesians 2:8-9. Faithful, I love Psalm 90, but there's so many other ones you can use. But then it goes on and says, I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. And so I was just thinking back, you know, just starting, you know, Wednesday night, the Lord, again, he kept the rain away. On Tuesday, so Wednesday night, he blessed us with the rain. Tuesday, we had an opportunity to just talk a staff meeting, and God provided in the month of September, you know, over $100,000 towards our, you know, tithes and offerings, and another, I think it was 58 or 59 more dollars to our growth fund challenge. I'll get those numbers verified with Carl. But, you know, very rarely do we ever see in the month of September $100,000 come into Bible Fellowship Church. And so what a blessing. And so we want to celebrate those things. We want to thank God for those things. And so just where we are financially, just really, really cool. I was thinking about, you know, just staff, how God has put together over the years. You know, Kathy's our longest probably serving employee of Bible Fellowship Church and just loves to be part of the team. And so she's here Monday through Friday in the mornings. You have Jamal that most of you don't know, but he's behind the scenes just making sure everything gets, you know, set up and ready and reorganized and swept and cleaned and available for the next meeting. And so there's so many different he has a book of diagrams. What does the building look like on a Monday, which will be different than on a Tuesday, which will be different on a Wednesday, which is different again on a Thursday. And then he'll put it all back together for Friday to be ready for Sunday. And then you've got Ed and Jean. And so, you know, Jean's kind of organizing all the office things and keeping us going. And then you got Ed, who's retired from Home Depot. And, you know, we couldn't go out and just put this together. Like, okay, we, you know, each person kind of fits into their area. And it's really kind of neat to celebrate that. You know, Carl's with us now, operating in the financial piece of what we do. And so all the wonderful works, just thinking staff, that how God has put us together as a team, and so many different stories of how that's all worked. You know, Kathy being willing just to stick around and be here. Gene transitioning from helping out Renee to being on this side, being administrative part to this side. Jamal, you know, met Ed, and so he was looking to make a transition work-wise, and so he ended up over here at Bible Fellowship Church. And then Ed's thinking about, you know, retiring from Home Depot, which he does, but then God brings him to be part of our team and be part of our church family, you know. And then Carl, and just watching God work, and Carl was kind of, you know, not really on the radar. And then people started talking about, what if we use Carl on the financial piece and kind of not just, but then build it. And so God's expanding the areas that Carl's involved. And so just so neat to just to pause and remember the wonderful deeds. So I just want you to do that well today as you think and you go about Friday. And I know it's busy and there's fast and there's so many things. Pause and remind yourself, okay, Jesus, I'm thankful for you. Here are the reasons. Jesus, I want to say thank you for the wonderful works that you've done in my life. And here are these things, and you list them out for your glory, Jesus. So thank you for this Friday. Jesus, we ask that you would give us strength and hope and power in your name, that we would not rest in our own strength, that we would surrender well today as we get a chance to be alive, if that's something that you give us on Friday. If we wake up on Friday morning, we know that it's a gift from you. So help us to give that back to you and to serve you and love you well. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us on Let's Talk. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. God bless.